Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. It's been a long time since we have spoken, and I hope you're doing well. And we aim to share God's word, share thoughts of encouragement with you as often as possible in the coming days. So, today, I just want to touch on the importance of seeing the right pictures. Seeing the right pictures. You know, in life, sometimes we go through several challenges. We hear news. You know, it can be a condition of a particular sickness, a financial challenge, or maybe of some other sort of challenge. And it can overwhelm us sometimes, because the prospects of coming out of that could be quite bleak. Or the news is such that it makes you to think, you know, the most negative possibilities. And the Word of God encourages us to see the right pictures. I'll take a scripture from Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "And he brought him forth abroad." Now, God was talking to Abraham here. If you know the story of Abraham, God blessed him so much and gave him, you know, he's called the father of faith, and his journey is amazing, and his story is in Genesis. So this is from Genesis chapter 15 verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, "And he," so this is God, "brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him," so God is talking to Abraham, "so shall thy seed be." And he believed in the Lord. Beautiful. The Bible says Abraham believed in the Lord. You know, God is saying, your generation will be like the stars in the sky. And the Bible says, and he believed in the Lord. And then the scripture says, "And he," that's God, "counted it to him for righteousness." Hallelujah. You see, God was giving Abraham a training on how to see with the eyes of faith. You know, the Lord brought him out at night and told him to count the stars in the sky. Of course, we know there are too many. While Abraham was still counting, God said to him, "So shall thy seed be." Now, while Abraham was counting, God told him that your seed shall be like this, and Abraham believed. And this was the moment he got it. You know, this was the moment he got what God promised him. So you can see that God trained Abraham to use his spiritual sense of sight. It was something spiritual. So, you also must train your eyes of faith to look beyond your thinking, your mind, your environment. You know, seeing with the eyes of faith. It's so important, because if we don't act according to God's word, things in life could overwhelm you. And there are sometimes we might be so limited, you know, because of what's going around in the world, the things that we might face in life. And the scripture reminds us to see the right pictures according to God's word. You know, there was another situation in Genesis chapter 13 verses 14 to 15, where Lot had Lot left Abram. They both got separated, and the Lord said, lift up now thine eyes and look. And I like what God said. He said, as far as thy eyes can see. You know, he said, look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. And then he said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever. I mean, this is amazing. God is telling Abraham, as much as your eyes can see, this, whatever you see, I will give it to you and your generations to come. You know, Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 15. And, you know, the Bible says, Abraham looked at the whole world. You know, that's his imagination through his eyes of faith. And God gave it to him. You know, it's given to us in Romans chapter 4. So you can see that just like Abraham, you have to practice seeing with your spirit. You have to have times when you just sit down and use your spiritual sight. Hallelujah. You know, it's something that we must practice on a daily basis. If you are a Christian, you must practice this. And if you're not a Christian, it's time to enter into this glorious life through accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and start walking in this path of faith. You know, because sometimes the wrong pictures could come to you through what you're going through. Even the normal day-to-day life can bring you wrong pictures, and it's up to you to shake it off. You know, if it's a picture or a thought of fear, death, sickness, failure, reject them. And you can change your mind, change your thoughts, change the words that are coming to you. And you realign yourself, you refocus and look again. The right pictures will come. And this is one of the reasons you must consciously meditate on God's word. Consciously meditate on God's word. You have to take time. You know, in Acts chapter 2 verse 17 it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your young men shall see visions. You know, there when it says young men, it includes both male and female. The Bible says they will see visions through the Holy Spirit. You know, so the question is, what visions are you seeing even now? What pictures are being captured by your eyes of faith? And, you know, this also brings us to mind that it's up to you. It's a choice that you have to make. I'm going to see and believe in the right things. Even when it's overwhelming, even when it seems like the negativity is so real. You know, maybe the doctor has said something about your condition, your health condition, and maybe you are feeling the pain. Irrespective of all of that, you have to put your eyes, you know, set your focus on God's word, your thoughts, your imaginations. You know, I'm going to live a full life. You know, according to Romans 8:11, the Holy Spirit who lives in me is energizing my body. You know, you see yourself doing so well, so healthy, you know, doing the day-to-day things in life. And you have to practice this. You know, and you thank God, you say, thank you, Lord, your Spirit who leads me in the way I should go and is guiding me through your word to see the right pictures and bring them into reality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that's another reason that once you see these pictures, you must voice them. Because as you voice them, you're giving life to what you see. You must voice them. You know, you meditate, you see the right pictures, and then you have to say it. Now, You know, for example, in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it's a very interesting scripture. The Lord said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You know, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, God says that means through ignorance, even God's children could live a beggarly life if they don't know God's word. You know, now Colossians chapter 1 verse 12, in the NIV translation, it says, "Giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light." Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. That means God has given you an inheritance to enjoy. At the same time, Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You know, that means if you don't know that you have an inheritance in Christ, you'll be living a beggarly life. Now this particular, you know, these thoughts I'm sharing with you, they are from the world's number one daily devotional called The Rhapsody of Realities, written by Pastor Chris. If you're listening to me and you have never used this daily devotional, I highly recommend you to get a copy, a physical copy or an online copy. You can get in touch with us and we'll help you. So, you know, the Lord said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Now, the scripture says, "Your God has made you a partaker," means to share in the inheritance of his holy people. So that means this scripture is telling you that you have an inheritance in Christ. You know, it's like a ticket that gives you access to every event in a particular function. It's an all access ticket, but you stop at the gate. You know, you come to the gate and you think, I'm not sure if I can get access to every event in this function, or I can even go in. Now that's how many Christians act. You know, they beg. Sometimes it's not necessarily they are begging, but life situations has made them to wonder, do I really, you know, am I really meant to live a different life? But you have the ticket, which is the word of God. You know, and Jesus is your ticket to a boundless inheritance. Now the same scripture, Colossians, you know, 1:12, in the Amplified Classic, it describes it as unsearchable riches. Actually, it's in Ephesians 3:8, it says unsearchable riches. You know, that means riches that you cannot even quantify, wealth untold, which no human being can search out. That's in Ephesians 3:8. Now that's the riches that the Lord has given you. So he qualified you for the inheritance. Hallelujah. And Jesus said it in John 16:23, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." You know, that means, in other words, not only did he qualify you to be a partaker of his glorious inheritance, but he's saying, "Use my name." Because he said, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name." You know, that means the name of Jesus is your ticket to enjoy all that's been granted to you in Christ Jesus. And part of that inheritance is sound health. Remember, the Bible says in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health." You know, God's willing you that above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. See, God's will for you is to prosper financially and in every other way and be healthy enough to enjoy your wealth. Hallelujah. So wake up to this reality and say to yourself, "I'll be healthy and prosperous and sound always. My family will be healthy, prosperous and sound always. It's part of my inheritance in Christ." Hallelujah. You know, it doesn't matter what job you're doing, it doesn't matter whether your parents left you an inheritance or not. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. You know, Jesus gave you that, you know, what Jesus gave you is an incorruptible inheritance. That means it cannot be destroyed. It cannot fade away. And the inheritance in Christ Jesus is greater than anything your parents could give you. Hallelujah. You know, so as you believe these things, you have to voice it. You have to say, thank you, Father, for making me a partaker of your glorious inheritance. You know, this should be part of your prayer, part of your confession. You can say, I live in the overflowing goodness, victories, and blessings of the kingdom. I walk in the glorious heritage and liberty of the sons of God. And I flourish exceedingly in every good work. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this kind of prayers, confessions, you have to say it again and again. Every day say, I walk in the glorious heritage and liberty of the sons of God. And I flourish exceedingly in every good work. Hallelujah. And remember, keep seeing the right pictures. Keep saying the right things. And you'll be amazed at the results in your life. The results that you will see. And I want to remind yourself at this point that the Word of God created the entire world. You know, the plants, the heavens, the stars, the sun, the human beings, life, they all came from the Word of God. So, seeing pictures according to God's Word, saying God's Word in your life will give birth to creation in your life. Hallelujah. You know, that's all about Hebrews chapter 11. You can see that, you know, it says through faith we understand the world was created by the Word of God. Hallelujah. So you can create your world by saying God's Word, by thinking God's thoughts. And remember, the Lord has chosen you and favored you. Hallelujah. So there's a grace working in your life. 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. There's a grace that is working in you. You know, David knew this in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 4. You might know the story of David. You know, God chose him from a shepherd boy to become a king. And he said something in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 4. You know, he's talking about God. He said he had chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. Hallelujah. You know, David said God liked him in his entire family, which is true. But you see, David was conscious about it. So you need to be conscious that God likes you. He loves you. You know, that's what Jesus came. And this is what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You know, so you have to be strong. Don't think, oh, my life is miserable. Things are not looking good. I'm not sure why I met this person, or, you know, I came this way. Instead of thinking like that, see the right picture. Say, God loves me. God likes me. It's my time. It's my time. I'm highly favored. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time is come. You know, so you say, the set time to be favored by God is now, and it's working in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, as we come to a close of this podcast, I want to remind you, see the right pictures. Believe in God's word. Take time to meditate. Remember, He loves you so much and He wants you to prosper. Study God's word daily. Hallelujah. And as we close, I'll take this prayer and you can repeat this prayer or this confession. Say, thank you, Lord, for loving me and for choosing to favor me. Your matchless love for me gives me the required boldness and confidence to be the success you created me to be. Hallelujah. I take advantage of your great grace and lead others into this knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and you can get in touch with us by commenting or sending a reply on our emails or the podcast notes. And you can be part of sharing this truth with many others around the world in the language they understand. Hallelujah. If you're interested to help others around the world to know God's word in their language by sharing this daily devotional, you can visit smiles.tniglobal.org. That is smiles with a S .tniglobal.org. God bless you and have a beautiful day.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.